The following talk was recorded at LibrePlanet 2021 Empowering Users, the annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. LibrePlanet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libreplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. LibrePlanet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their use of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take positions on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the grievance of all computer users, LibrePlanet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss, and for more information on LibrePlanet, you can visit libreplanet.org/conference.
All right, so this is an abridged version of a full-length talk, so it is going to be missing parts. This is a common sentiment that I see when designing for so-called non-technical users, which is you should make it so simple that your grandma can use it. And I think that's kind of condescending, because my grandma is the most with it 86-year-old you will ever meet. And she's somewhat tech illiterate. And so I've been on an ongoing mission to help remedy that a little bit. And so the last time I did that, the thing I tried to teach her was about window management. So in particular, full screening or having multiple windows open at once. And so I said, all right, so look, see when I bring the window up to the top here, I click and drag and she knows that part. See how the screen, it goes all blue? Right? There's a blue thing in the whole screen. So when I drag to the side, the blue goes to half the screen. So when I do it for the full screen, it goes full screen, like that. What do you think will happen when I do it on half the screen? And she looks at me with this kind of blank look. And I just wanted her to parrot back, well, it's going to go half the screen. And so I asked her, what was hard about that? Why couldn't you get it? Were you panicking? Because that's one of the things we've been working on is not panicking when things go wrong. And she looks at me for a minute, and then she starts laughing. Because my grandma was a math teacher. And she said, when I was teaching, one of the things that would always happen was that some kid in the back of the class would not be paying attention, and I would teach something, and I would call on him, and he would have that exact same blank look that I just had. And the reason was that I didn't care. I just didn't see why I should learn it. And so I said, all right, I'm not going to try to teach you. But then later, I think the following day, my grandma she got an email to a bunch of family members, and some of them, she didn't have their email address, and she wanted to add to their contacts. And she knew how to do that for one person's address, but then she'd have to go find the email again. She said, there must be a better way to do this. And so I said, hey, do you remember when we were talking about tiling? Well, you can take two Firefox windows and tile one to one side and one to the other side, and then you've got the email addresses over here, and you can go and you can click through your thing and do the thing you know over here and do them one by one. And she said, oh! Now I get it, and she did it, just like that. So the point here is that you need to give people a reason to care. People are not going to want to learn to use your software and the full power of what it can do unless they care. Because while users might describe their relationship to your software best, they're really people, and they're not dumb. It's not that they can't learn to use their software. It's that that's not what they're trying to do. They're paying attention to a million other things, and you've got 2% of your attention. And so if you want people to put that attention in, you need to give them a reason to. Why waste the time and energy if it's not going to make the software work any better anyway? Because remember, this is about empowering people. And if you give them software that is so gimped and so simple that it can't actually do what they want it to do, then they're not empowered. So the other part of this is that people aren't stupid and they can learn. And this is why I don't like the term non-technical users, is because it implies that they will always be that way. So I like tech illiterate because the way to remedy that is you teach them, right? We once thought that books and general literacy was something only for the elites. And I think that's where we are now with technology. But I would rather see a world in which everybody is tech literate, not necessarily programmers. I hope not. But where everybody understands tech and how computers work, that they are just mostly calculators following instructions. Because there's a dirty little truth, I guess you might call it, that while software freedom is not for exclusively programmers and tech literate people, it does benefit us disproportionately. And we can remedy that by making people more tech literate. So the call I want to say here, my call to action, and I can't don't have the time to talk about ways that I think software design can be both accessible to newcomers and people who don't want to put in that time to learn, because that's also important, and powerful enough that the people who do want can actually use it to solve their problems. But that's the guiding principle that I'd like you to think about when you're thinking about design for people who are not tech literate.